guys, welcome to Puck Off, and we have the number one guest.
Hey, it's like Kiss. You ask for the best, you got the best.
We
deliver. Yeah, the great Ian Bagg is here.
There he
is. The Bagg Man.
Hi, guys.
We love it.
It's good to be here.
Thank you, all listeners. We had a little snafu technically last week, so thanks for hanging in there.
They put it in their own neck.
We got it out, and we hope you enjoyed it. And Frazier threw me a blind sucker pass at the blue line, made me change a few of my predictions.
Well... So if I can't have you going 8-for-8.
Well, I'm maintaining my original positions, which I have to do because that's
what I
in print. I'm still 8-for-8. You remember last year I only had one wrong, was the finals. Mm-hmm. This year,
the one that counts.
Right. Well, hey, I was up pretty good.
Yeah.
No, but this year everyone's still alive. If Rangers must win, mm-hmm. and Colorado must win, and the Kings must survive,
that'll keep you going.
Yes. Oh, and
I didn't do a pool, but I actually sent somebody Glenn Whitehead. Is it Glenn John Whitehead? John Glenn Whitehead. I sent it. Sent a guy.
Sound like a serial killer.
Yeah, is that, or a bass player for The Who?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it really him?
No, it's a comic from England that moved here. They're originally from Canada that loves hockey. I sent him to get into a pool with you, but I guess he didn't contact you. I didn't do a pool, but I will say every team that I've gone for so far has been knocked out.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's kind of a reverse.
It's a knockout pool.
Yeah. I am the guy that if you want me to take down a team, I will root for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember I got in a college football pool, and I didn't know anything. It was for bowl games. So I just circled every team. Didn't even look. I won 30 straight and then lost the last one.
Oh, the one that
the
matters.
Only one that mattered. I got a T-shirt. Somebody else got 5,000.
You got a T-shirt and a memory.
Why is...
And a memory
second place
of almost,
always such a shitty.
They got everything but the Powerball.
Exactly.
Well, before I forget, I want to announce, Frazier, we have a Facebook page for
what?
The show. Yeah, I harness all of my computer skills, and I put together the Facebook page. We're called Puck Off Podcast.
Nice.
So therefore, it's nothing but pictures of cocks.
Our pictures up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our picture's up there, so like us, and that's where, I mean, I take some flack. Not even flack. I love all you guys out there. We screw around on Twitter, and I'll start putting up my columns on that page.
Well, first of all, that's great. Thanks for doing that. But now, who do you get the most flack from? Minnesota fans?
A few Minnesota fans, of course.
Stars fans?
Columbus is coming in. Oh, Stars fans love me.
Columbus is so boring.
Stars look good.
Stars, I love the Stars. You know,
they looked good.
Yeah.
Let's go through all 8 series,
all right.
Show, because we have our. It's we're here.
Yeah,
we're here. Let's do. Let's start Anaheim. You know, Barbecue Bruce. I thought that he would die a slow death somewhere. I didn't think he would almost fall on the sword himself.
Man.
In Dallas, I mean, Lindy, first of all, you know, guys know, everyone knows I love Lindy Ruff. I love the fans out there that started hashtagging Lindy Still Rules.
Right.
I always hashtag Lindy Rules. You know, Mr. Bag, you know my love affair. Lindy
I know Ruff. You're like, we got to get him as a coach in Pittsburgh.
We have to.
He's already signed someplace.
I know, I'll steal him. But here's how ridiculous this is. He's going into the playoffs. What did Barbecue Bruce do? He started a goalie controversy, right?
Yeah, he did.
He started a goalie controversy. And then what did he do after that? He... Healthy scratch, Teemu Selanne.
Yeah, but he's 44. Is he really a healthy scratch or is he resting?
All he did in the comeback game was have 2 assists.
That's it.
That's all he did.
Well, yeah. And
but if he had played the game before, would he have done that, or would he have been like rubbing something on the bench the whole time? There's still like you got to place those guys correctly.
Rubbing something on the bench is fun, though.
You know what?
That's what Frazier did when he was behind the bench.
Come on, guys.
He was behind the bench. He wasn't even on the bench. He was just sitting behind it. Oh my God!
Still gonna have some fun.
Here's the deal.
Well, if we start with that, I like Dallas. Dallas made a big jump for next year and could have actually taken down Anaheim because Anaheim really showed that they are not depth. They have one line, and then once it gets Getzlaff gone, you're pretty weak, and their goaltending is.
Shaky.
Pretty suspect.
Yeah.
Which it blows my mind because they've always had such good goaltenders in Anaheim. They've always, if you see them go around the league, they're kind of like Vancouver. We know how to spread good goalies around the league. We don't know how to keep them in Vancouver.
Well, Hilliard just got the yips this year.
He was
always a pretty good goaltender.
He was always a pretty good goaltender. But he always had some sort of weird health things, which I'll go back to. Howard in Detroit has got some sort of health issues that they haven't told us about. He is always sick.
And he's always, always got issues sick down the stretch.
Yeah, but he's always, I don't know if he's got nerves issues or what it is, but he is, if you look at how many games he was scratched from sickness, flu sickness, it's crazy. Nobody gets the flu that much.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, we'll get into my returning love affair with Mr. Lucic, but how about Ryan Getzlaf? What a man.
Are you kidding?
Taking that, coming back, scoring goals. His kid has a kid born. Oh, I mean, you know.
But that's the kind of guy you want on your team,
he's captain. He's Captain America.
He's a super leader, yeah.
Yeah, he takes one in the face and you know, and knocks it out and still fighting with it the next day.
Yeah. He was fighting.
Yeah. That's the kind of guy you want. He's a real hockey player. And that's when all these guys that are, all these teams that are now getting presidents that are ex-players, those are the kind of guys you want as your leader. You want those to be, you want it to fall down from the top. You want them to, like in Vancouver, we had Gillis, who was a whiny snot looking down his nose at everybody else, and the team became that. In Boston, they got Cam Neely as their president, and everybody on that team is somebody you don't want to meet in a dark alley.
Speaking of which, tap of the stick, Captain Ron Francis now in charge
of your
Carolina Hurricanes. So congratulations, Captain Ron. That is a good move.
He's always loved him.
Class.
He's a president. He's not a general manager. You got a general manager that can run something, that got hockey running an organization knowledge, but you got a face of a team that you want. And also says no to things.
You know, speaking of the collab, I mean, you know, they kind of choked, a little collapse from Dallas, but just why you want Lindy Ruff? He didn't get on anybody. He just said they're young kids.
It's just not the time.
They're going to make mistakes. We have a good young team.
They're going to be back.
And Sagan. I mean, what is? I mean, Sagan. Jamie Benn's a leader.
The Benn brothers are actually awesome. And good
you
people.
See that goal good he scored people. Off the faceoff? I mean, that was like
that was Lemieux.
Yeah.
For charity.
He moves like Lemieux, too.
Oh, he does.
He's got the same – you don't think he's actually doing anything, and he's just kind of throwing guys off the sides.
You know what was really neat about that was Bonino. He started to rough stuff in the final game, and then he kowtowed. So they gave him a rough, and that's what made it to be a 4-on-4, and that's what kind of started the comeback.
Right.
Because who knows if they would have come back if it was 6-on-5. You know, it's weird to throw your gloves off and get a rough.
Right.
You know.
Once the gloves come off, you have to get a penalty, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
If your gloves are off.
I would think. I mean.
Even if you don't fight somebody, once your gloves come off, I think you.
They definitely deserved a rough. I mean, there was definitely a penalty.
They deserve more roughs and less of that 2 minute and 10. 2 and 10 is bullshit. I just can't stand.
Yeah, that's weird.
We'll get to it.
I got a beef with the Bertuzzi call.
Yeah, well, that was it.
I don't see this. So if you tell me this, but I love Bertuzzi. Bertz is awesome.
I love him.
I know we're going to have Bertz's patron say, and I love Bertuzzi too. And I agree with you. I remember I texted you.
Yeah,
I texted our captain. I said
that was a bad shit call.
But you know,
not that we want to win that series anyway.
No, but there's two things about that call, Frazier, that you're absolutely right about. One is you're always going to get that interference call at the blue line when you're on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Bertuzzi didn't touch Chara.
He didn't touch him.
But when you're Todd Bertuzzi, you're never going to get that call.
You're not going to get it.
And I honestly think, having lived through the Matt Cook era in Pittsburgh, those guys on your team, they're never going to get a call, and it's almost not worth having on your team.
Right.
He's never going to get a call.
Yeah, he won't get a call, but that was a bad call. But I will say this, as a Detroit fan, Lucic, how do you say his name?
That guy is
unbelievably good.
My man crush is back.
He looks like a shark when he's off the ice. I was at this event, and I seen him. I was like, "Who's that guy over there?" that's Lucic. He was just kind of circling the place,
right?
And he was just like, "I'm like, he looks like a shark, just waiting to eat something."
That's what he does on the ice.
Yeah, he does. He does the same thing at parties. He gets drunk and circles.
he looks like the cartoon shark, though. Looks like a cartoon of a guy of a shark with a mean looking scowl on his face. Like,
am I wrong though? The guy's awesome.
Oh, he's.
He is awesome. There's a little trick to him, though. He's got a hunchback, right? You know that, right?
No wonder he looks like a shark.
He's got long. He's got. You know, I think he's 6'3". But he's supposed to be 2 inches taller than what he is. So he has the arms of a larger man,
okay, yeah.
And he's shorter.
That's why he's a good fighter.
He's a good fighter. So they don't. Yeah, he's got extra reach. You don't expect it, and you also he's able to grab the puck from him with a stick. He's able to do things because you're not expecting it. He's got these longer arms.
That is why he's the best guest there is.
And
Where do you find that inside knowledge? I'll tell you what, though. I turned my back. I was upset. You know he's my man crush. You can't stick a guy in the balls from behind.
Yeah, but
I was sour. But
everybody does it. Like, but then, Messier was known for spearing people.
Yeah, I know Messier. That's why Messier was a dirty – it was a leader.
Dirtiest man ever.
He was one of the dirtiest players ever. But here's the thing. Game four and game five – he does what Brendan Shanahan, Kevin's stock, what I love, my 90s power forwards. He plants his big ass in front of the net.
No one can get out of the front of the
Bam, there's a goal. It's beautiful.
Like a brick shit.
It's beautiful hockey.
And that's what
it's really all about.
Yeah, I know. You can get a guy that can camp out in front of the goal.
And today you aren't even really allowed to hit him as hard as they still do. But he made a couple passes in game five, too, that were just sick. Oh, I love him.
Was it Kerr back when they used to play for the Philadelphia?
Yeah, Timmy Kerr.
He used to be able to do that. He was one of the best guys that was able to plan. Like, he was around when I was a late teenager.
Yeah.
And I had to coach. And you watch him play, and that's what you do. You get in front of the net. And he
used to be able to Kevin Stevens. Just plant your big ass right there. Mm-hmm. And
well, you know what else?
And he stops right. It's just beautiful hockey. What do? Pass goes in there where he comes up front. I mean, Julian's a great coach. That's how you'll win. I mean, that's winning.
Him and Ginla are two tough men, too. They play
right. Yeah, and they're used right.
Yeah, they're used very right. You want to hate that team, but that's a sweetly built team.
Here's the downfall of that team, in my opinion. It only happened in the finals. It's just like last year. You're going to wear Chara out. I mean, Tory Krug, people are going to run him into the wall after a while. The young defenseman. And then it's really this year more than ever, I think they're a two-line team. They lost Sagan. They lost Peverly. They're not quite the four-line team that they used to be compared to, like, Chicago or the Kings.
How do they do against Montreal?
That's the Arabs versus the Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
never going to be a self.
I mean, that is.
Doesn't matter who wins, it's a loss.
Yeah.
They have some of the classic brawls of all time.
Classic. I mean, first of all, we have to say, I mean, Therrien just took out the broom. I mean, they dispatched Tampa pretty easily. I mean,
I think Tampa really created their own at the end. Everybody loves Yzerman, but I think he created that team to lose. I really think getting rid of St. Louis, even though he's older and what's his face is younger. I've never been. I thought Callahan was just. It was just. I'm not a fan of his.
Bugsy caught with the blow didn't help. You know, a lot of distractions. Their backup goaltender.
Getting caught with the blow is never.
Yeah,
never.
They're back.
But it means hockey's back.
It's back. Come on, Probert.
That's Columbus's fifth line. It's what Probert was bringing into that. He's trying to sink back in the country, the fifth line. The fifth line. But you're not going to go into Montreal with a backup goaltender. Did you see Montreal's opening ceremony? It was breathtaking. They had all this fire, which is kind of funny because it's like the Rocket Richard riots. Mm-hmm. But they have all this fire. They brought an opera star because me and my daughter, we watch every national anthem. Best national anthem, hands down, was the Montreal this year.
And they sang the Canadian anthem in French?
I can sing half of it.
With an opera singer. Yeah. I mean, it was – and then the laser fire. I mean,
laser fire.
I mean, the Tampa Bay's not going to go in there and win. But
Tampa's opening ceremony wasn't quite up to snuff. Just a bunch of girls from Spearmint Rhino dancing.
But before we give our picks for the next – let's keep going through the series we're
going
right now so we can build up to it. We'll stay in the E. Oh, no,
so we've done Montreal. We've done Boston. We've done. I want to say Detroit is going to change that whole thing in the East. It's going to Detroit.
So you think we'll be good?
Detroit
in the next
had a tough year this year.
For 10 years, Detroit's going to be good.
Yeah, Detroit's going to be fantastic.
Right?
Detroit. If you're a team, you want to see who's scouting for Detroit because those guys go to places. You're like, what planes are they getting on, and where are they finding these guys? Because some of the names that they pull out, and then you're like, who's this guy next? Guy carries the puck for 5 minutes in a series. You're like, what the hell? Like, who is this guy?
And it was great that Zetterberg came back.
Yeah, that was cool. And he actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, he scored a goal. I mean, the thing is, because that's one of those things, bad back, you just hope Zetterberg is okay.
He's able to walk.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you see him play, and it's like, okay,
he's only missed two steps, and he's had a back surgery. Like, yeah. Some people are just assholes. How much working out did he do after back surgery? Apparently enough.
Datsyuk and him just scored in the fight. I mean,
Well, it's like Peverly. Hockey players, you can't keep them down.
Right.
They're the toughest of all athletes.
They're stupid.
Now we can go to my
we're still in the East though, right?
Oh,
let's go to New York. New York,
New York and Philly.
Yeah, what are you thinking of that one, guys?
I think New York's going to win.
Yes, and I actually Facebooked it or whatever. I Twittered everything. Was the New York Post? Remember right here, I said Philly is going to try to. New York has big defensemen, and they won't let Philly crash the net, and they're not going to get involved in all the bullshit that Philly does to win playoff series. What's the front page of the New York Post or the back page, whatever? It says Philly mad, New York won't play their games.
Right,
you called it.
Yeah, exactly. Philly.
Well, there's two things. New York is a little bit more sandy than Philadelphia expected. Like they're a little bit grittier and a little bit like they're a little bit greasy. They got a couple of that guy that used to play for Philadelphia that is now on New York. Carcinogen. That's what
Carcinogen.
I call him.
Well, I wish him and Zach Rinaldo both hit each other knee to knee and both left. I mean, they're the 10 guys that Cook. The NHL doesn't need those guys.
But
he wants Cook out of the league.
Well, Cook's like 72 years old. I don't know how he's still – like who's picking him up?
He's still injuring kids.
Yeah.
He's injuring kids.
But knee on knee was just like – you're just like – you know what? You know what drives me insane about it? And I read someplace else. They said the NHL puts more value on a guy's knee than his brain. Because they gave him more suspension for a knee on knee than anything he did to anybody's head hunting. And that's wrong. They've got it.
Yeah,
you've got to take
him
out for the headhunting.
That's a good point.
But yeah, Giroux has the world's greatest player of all time, Pierre Maguire, Claude Giroux has disappeared.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
He hasn't done it.
Disappeared.
In his hair.
They're all like Giroux. They're all wearing like a Giroux impression hairstyle now, too.
It's really funny.
I know. I just got to hate him. But, Hartnell has Hartnell and Simmons have not done anything this series either. And now Grossman got hurt. And, I mean, Hal Gill. I love Hal Gill. But Hal Gill looks like the Statue of Liberty out there. You see, they put the puck in his skates.
So
he looks
sad.
He looked like me in Burbank. He's like, the puck's in his skates and he can't.
It's just sad, and you're just like, he hasn't played. He hadn't played in how many weeks?
Six games all year.
So,
and how can if you can't break into that defensive lineup? I mean, that's not exactly the 78 Canadians.
I don't think the goaltenders are. I like Mason, and I don't care for what's his face, but I like Mason. I think he's a good goaltender. I think there's something in Philadelphia.
I think Mason is pretty good.
And if they don't do one of their panic things and trade everything away from there, you know how they do that in Philadelphia.
Hopefully,
they might be able. I know you want them to, but they might be able to build something there.
So you see New York winning that series?
I do. I think New York may go far. I know you don't want to hear that.
No, I'm a realist. We can get to the Penguins series now. I mean,
we'll just keep going in the East. We'll just keep going, then we'll do the West.
Yeah. Hey, it's Columbus.
What can you say, really?
It's Columbus. They played four. You know, finally they woke. They obviously took him lightly. Obviously, Fleury blew the game four. And then they woke up and they played five and a half good periods of hockey.
But they
Gino finally said enough's enough and got the hat trick. But Columbus, I think Columbus is the worst team to ever make the playoffs, except maybe the Atlanta Thrasher team that the Rangers dispatched.
Now, you said that, but they played pretty well in a couple of those games.
I know. I mean,
they got to get out of Columbus, first of all. If they want any respect from me, they got to get the fuck out of Columbus.
I mean, the biggest buildings.
You heard me, Columbus.
The biggest buildings are Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said,
you can't even commit suicide. No. If you jump off a building, you're just going to
break a leg.
Sprain your ankle. No, I mean, but then they count like, they had 75 hits, the Penguins 20. It's like people.
Take your one mall.
Well, it's like so hitting, that means you don't have the puck. How is that many hits a good thing for a hockey team?
Right.
But yeah, they had some good. I mean, they got like four or five. Good. They're missing Nathan Horton, but they got four or five guys that can play. Then they got about 12 jabronis. I mean, could
Columbus is a team?
Could Wisniewski have a worse series? Jesus, right. I mean, that was like the worst. He made Hal Gill look like Steve Schott.
Right. Columbus is a place where you know how it's hard to get guys to go to Winnipeg, and it's hard to get guys to go to Calgary.
Same thing.
You're in America, and it's tough to get guys to go to Columbus because yeah. Canadians have never heard of Columbus. They're like, "Where the hell is that? Why would I want to go play there?"
Well, that's you know, what I said. Yeah. You know, that's what I said when Horton Americans went there. It's like I think Horton like retired. Right. Went to Columbus to retire.
To just get he gets a free Tim Hortons. He gets his own building.
The Reverend. But, you know, Fleury actually played pretty good. You know, Fleury wasn't horrible. The other thing I liked about that series was Blauzma actually coached that series. He actually made adjustments, which he never does.
He's got to be fired.
Yeah,
Disco Dan.
Your general manager is gone. Your coach is gone.
Well, because you need different eyes on that team. Because I look at that team and I'm like, why? I love Scuderi. I love Scuds, but he looks terrible. Bertuzzo. Luckily, Orpik got hurt because Bertuzzo has to play.
Well,
you look at that team, it's like there's things that have to be done on that team that Blauzma does not want to do.
Here's the major question. When Boston went after Iginla last year, he went to Pittsburgh, and he took the first plane out as soon as they got knocked out. What's going on in that dressing room that he said, this ain't happening?
Yeah, he bailed
There's
out.
There's something happening there that he did not want to be a part of.
He was on the third line.
Doesn't matter. If you're going to win something, you don't care what line you're on. He doesn't think they're going to win. That's why he went to Boston. He said, that team's going to win. These guys aren't going to win. So what's going on in that dressing room?
Well, I don't think Disco Dan's getting the most out of the talent.
I don't think he's getting the most out of his fucking face.
you don't like him either.
I hate him. I think he ruined the American Olympic team.
Oh, he certainly did. But that cost us, and you know my theory, and the captain knows very well, that cost us. Because if he wasn't picked the American coach, he could have been easily fired last year. Then we could have... The great Lindy Ruff.
That's the movie.
Lindy Ruff wouldn't go six games with Columbus if he was coaching Pittsburgh. I'll tell you that.
He would have taken that. He would have gone on the ice himself.
In all honesty, the best thing, this is the coldest, meanest thing you'll ever hear in Puckoff. This is the truth. The best thing that could happen to the Pittsburgh Penguins is Chris Letang has a relapse of his stroke. Not that he gets dead, but he has a relapse and he can't play, and that contract gets off the books. That was a mistake when it happened. Now you can't trade him because he's
not going to
look at the tweets he's going to get now.
He could win the Conn Smythe, but going on that $8 million contract is an albatross. And Shiro has made a lot of good moves in his career, but that is his downfall. That is his Waterloo, is that contract.
If they get too close to the guys, that's what happens. They do get close to the guys, and they
love his pretty hair.
I guess so. I don't know.
Because now they're not going to be able to sign Niskanen, who is a much better defenseman. He actually plays defense, and he's steady.
Yeah, I think there's something going on in Pittsburgh that's got to be a big shakeup.
Oh, Neil's going. Going.
But I'm not even saying.
You're saying get rid of Gino?
Maybe he. Who knows what's going on in there?
I don't think the Penguins will ever get rid of Gino because they know if anything ever. Penguins have been a star.
He saved him last night.
What if it's Ovechkin for Gino?
I wouldn't even make that trade.
Would you make that trade?
I wouldn't make that trade.
Well, why would
I would trade a, I think Ovechkin's a bad
twins. I'd trade the Twins for Ovechkin.
Would you really?
Well, I would too.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I
think Ovechkin loves to score goals. I think he loves to score goals.
Well, he does.
Let's say the Kings got swept. Let's just say it happened. And the Penguins lost. And you know, that's my shirt. I'd trade Kopitar for Gino.
You would trade Kopitar for Gino.
I would take Kopitar for
would
Gino.
The Kings, you know what's funny?
What do I not know?
I don't know if they would. But that's how great Kopitar is in my mind. But I mean, he's up for a selkie.
He looked good last night.
He did up for a selkie.
He's up for a selkie.
Yeah. They said Neil was the reason why we didn't get your guy in Vancouver.
Who? For
you know the guy I've always wanted.
It starts with a K. Kessler,
yeah.
Kessler.
Remember when I was here, I was like, I'll trade Letang for Kessler, and you're like, yeah, maybe.
Kessler played good
long time ago.
Why do they say, what's the deal with it? Why?
They held up the trade. They wanted Neil. I would have traded Neil in a heartbeat for Kessler.
Is that what we wanted? I thought it was shut down because they knew they were firing what's his face, and they said you're not pulling any more trades.
You're not going to
leave the shelf, which he did. They have nothing to trade. They've got nothing in their minor league. The shelf is empty.
I think Neil's kind of a bad seed. I personally can do without Neil. Sutter has actually played really well the last month after they told him he's demoted. He's actually played like an actual Sutter.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Nobody better interviews than Daryl.
I don't think.
What do you think happened in that game? What do you think caused the loss? They had one more goal than us?
Stan Laurel.
I mean,
he's awesome.
I think Neil, I mean.
He looks like the bald eagle from the Muppets, you know, the big blue.
Yeah, right.
whatever happens this season, though, and I think Blasma has to go. I just think that there's things that he does on that team that he never looks at it with new eyes. There's young defensemen that need to play.
Of course.
Older guys that need to be traded out to refill the team.
Well, if he lost this series, he would have been gone.
He would have been.
I still think he has a good – and here's what needs to happen, too. Because, I think if somehow they get Philly and they beat Philly, I think that Blasma would stay just because they beat Philly. I think people just be elated. But I think that the money guy, I think Burkle's going to be like, hey, we got arguably the best player, one of the top five or six players, and this is all we get. I think Burkle will come in and say, get rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a businessman. And the business plan is we have all this talent and we're not getting past and we're struggling with Columbus. I didn't know Columbus had a
lot. You should be in the final.
You guys
should be in the final four every year.
You really should, with that talent.
I'm not saying you should win every year, but you guys should be in the final four every
exactly.
year.
And
the fact that you're not in the final four for a while, it's just
made it once and we got swept.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's no more excuses in my opinion. Now let's get to.
Now
some.
Let's take a look at the.
I want to get to the. Cause I think the other big one. I'm sorry, Captain, is Chicago because I did not.
We're headed to the West now.
Well, we did. We already did the East.
Yo, and who did you guys pick? Boston and Montreal, just for the record.
Boston and Montreal. I have no idea. I can't tell you because I can't tell how good Montreal is. I just can't tell how good they are.
I just have to go. I think Boston has.
I think Boston and Chicago again.
Rask has looked ridiculously amazing.
He's coming to his own.
Yeah,
but
played great against us.
You know, that's a 7-game series because that's a 7-game series.
It's a 7-game series.
I could easily be wrong there. I don't feel the same as that's the one series where I think the Rangers have a better chance of beating the Penguins. I mean, like I would feel more secure in that pick, to be honest with you.
All right, and I'm picking Montreal because I like their goalie.
Carey.
Yeah.
Carey. Yeah.
That guy's great.
He knows his goaltenders.
That guy's good.
Carey.
Now, we're moving to the West. Okay, so you want to talk Chicago, the Blues did what they usually do. They folded. They started out great
like
in that
a cheap
series.
Tent.
They looked great in that the first two games.
But I was shocked because I told you, you made me think about it. I went back on the pick because I was like, "There's no way without
did they
C
fold.
That there's
or
no way without Seabrook
that good."
Well, Chicago picked up their game.
Well,
I
here's
thought.
Here's what's always wrong with St. Louis. They always got these guys that, oh, they hit. We're a tough team. We're a heavy team. Heavy team. You know, we got to put the puck in the net.
Right.
And Chicago's got a high-end, top-end scoring. And they came out to play. Taves, Kane, Sharp. And I loved it. Because I just – Captain Kangaroo, you know I don't. I don't like Hitchcock. I don't. Ott.
You think he looks like Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah.
I think it looks like Gacy that killed all those kids.
Ott's another guy.
Same guy.
Ott's another guy. Ott's hit on Duncan Keith was just as dirty, if not dirtier, than the hit Seabrook put –
yeah, it's going to be dirt. You know, there's just no way that there's not going to in a long series. It's going to be equal dirt. Nobody's trying to hurt anybody. Well, they kind of are, but they're trying not to kill anybody. But there's nobody that's cleaner than anybody else.
But did you not think that 3 games was excessive for that hit?
Yeah,
I thought 1 game.
Yeah,
I thought 1 game was enough. Hey, you know, it wasn't right. Boom. It was
by the way, Duncan Keith.
Oh, he's just a man.
That whole team, that Chicago's
they're awesome. Yeah, they're awesome.
Chicago's four deep, man.
With a great coach.
Yeah, and an old St. Louis coach.
Right. But that's but he knew better. He knew to get out. Yeah.
Taze has got to be the
best. Like St. Louis. I do like St. Louis. I do think that there's a chance that that trade for that goaltender may cost a friend a job. Because they thought he was the end all be all and grabbed him. But I don't know, honestly, would anybody not taken Miller if you had?
Sure, you're going to take Miller.
Because he was.
Halak is better in the playoffs, though. Halak beat the Penguins. When the Penguins.
Halak's crazy as shit.
I don't know, but he beat the Penguins before the Penguins had psycho issues.
What's going on with Halak?
Halak is lazy. Right. I know for a fact that lazy and just doesn't really want to play.
Wow.
No, he stopped the Penguins after two straight finals appearances. More than Ryan Miller hasn't really done anything.
Ryan Miller, but here's the problem. Thing that you always forget
when you choked it up the last two games. He choked.
Terrible.
That final goal.
If you're costing people a job, yeah, you choked.
I mean, but that final goal.
Great guy, but fucking shitty goalie.
that final goal, though, was like kind of me going, someone's coming. I mean, that was a terrible effort.
Four OT games in that series.
Yeah.
Pretty tight series.
Which says that he didn't shank it too bad if you can get him to OT.
St. Louis did look great early in that series.
I'm kind of with you. With the coaching, I think he gets you to a certain point and then you have to shift it up to somebody different.
Well, I mean,
there's a reason why he wasn't head coach of Canada going to the Olympics.
Hey, there's a reason. He was handed the Dallas Stanley Cup because they got sick of playing that night. And they said, let Holly get the game-winning goal. Because they screwed Lindy Ruff.
Yeah. Your boy.
The great Lindy Ruff. I mean,
and Dominic Hasek.
Yeah, you know, and he's the one because, Hatcher broke Sid's face. And Sid came back and scored the game-winning goal. He's like, oh, that guy's a whiner. He's the one that started the whole thing about Crosby being a whiner.
Was
Ken Hitchcock, when he was a Philly coach. I mean, St. Louis needs like a couple guys that can score.
I'm wondering if it's Sid that's the problem in that dressing room.
I wonder. What do you think?
I'm curious to know if it's him.
And in what way would he be a problem?
Just bitchy. And doesn't make the guys want to play with him, for him. Gretzky was a guy that everybody wanted to be around.
Rally around.
Yeah. I never hear about, guys chasing to play with Crosby.
As good as he is, do you think he has a prima donna attitude?
Who knows?
We don't know.
But it's never been a problem until right now on this show. No, I mean, no one's ever said. I'm not going to defend him for no reason, but I've just never. I mean, guys go and play there. What are you talking about? Guys go play there.
Nobody chases to play with him like the guys would chase.
Well, he did. Well, everyone went to play on the Oilers.
No, I'm saying afterwards.
Yeah, because it's like, it's like getting, it's like playing with the Rolling Stones. It's Wayne,
yeah, but that's Wayne Gretzky. That's Sidney Crosby. You should want it. It's the same thing.
Same thing should be.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Thank you, Frazier. Shut it, Joe.
All right.
Your goddamn whiner of a kid is ruining your goddamn team.
He has a different. He's always been treated differently than. I mean, Gretzky
always be getting treated different. You got to understand that. You got to grow into a man and get figured out. He seems like he might be still a child.
Now, do you think he gets on the other players that aren't as good as him?
I think he probably bitches them out more than.
If anything, I don't think he might be the perfect captain. I can easily see that.
Maybe he's like one of those guys that there should be somebody above him that's just a little bit more mature.
There's been nobody in that room since Guerin left. See, they lost Guerin, they lost Talbot, they lost Gary Roberts.
Who do you bring in?
They lost a lot of guys that would speak their mind. And now Orpik used to speak his mind, but everyone knows Orpik's on the way out now. And Gina doesn't really speak.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Who do you bring in that he, kind of respects?
I don't know who he respects.
I don't know who he respects, which is a problem.
Right.
Ovechkin.
If he doesn't respect anybody.
Well, I mean, he deferred to Taze. He was, when he goes, when he was named captain of Canada, he goes, well, what does Taze think of that? I don't think he's a
Taze, by the way.
I think Taze just tells him to shut the fuck up.
Taze is a leader.
No,
he's
but
a guy.
That guy picks up the team, puts it on his back when he wants to.
But this is the first time. I mean, Crosby usually puts his team on his back. He usually does. We really can't knock Crosby as a player.
As a player, he's
I'm not knocking him as a player.
As
I'm
a captain.
Something, but
as
but a captain, I am saying there's something in that dressing room that's a problem.
I think it's Bausma. If you want my answer, I think no one's ever heard of it. I think after they won the cup, I think everything's been on. I think there's been too much behind the scenes in the room. I think they've always been on NBC. They've always had an outdoor game. They've always been like, hey, behind the scenes, here's this, here's that. I think they have to get back to having a coach and playing hockey. I think it's almost like the thing they forget to do is actually play hockey sometimes in that organization. That's what I think.
Because they want the leader. They want the name of the league at all those things, which is Sidney Crosby.
Right, but yeah, I think he's your marquee guy.
Which I like Sidney. I think he's great, but I think there's just as many good players out there.
Well, that's why I was hired by the NHLPA because they wanted to do stuff to showcase people other than Ovechkin and Crosby. Mm-hmm. Think about it on PTI, they talk about hockey every day, but it's either they talk about Sid, they talk about Ovechkin, or they talk about the Blackhawks, and that's it. When there's 28 other teams.
There's some, and you know, Taze is an unbelievable player. He made a pass in that series. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Like he was so great in the Olympics.
Yeah, he's super talented.
That's the one guy. I think Taze is the best player in hockey in the sense of like who you want on your team to win one game. Well, Chara and then Taze.
Now, Chara's a different type of player, though.
Yeah, Chara's.
Chara's got a stick the size of goddamn Nova Scotia.
Chara shuts down half the ice for half the game.
I look forward to seeing him and Boyle play, Dan Boyle, because he's 6'7 as well. So in New York, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Not Dan Boyle. Who's it? It's Boyle.
Instead of a face,
Brian Boyle, right? Not Brian Boyle. Wait, I know you're talking about
like
though.
He's 6'6".
He's huge.
Eight,
yeah, and he ran someone good the other day.
And
too.
You know what's really interesting about both of those guys?
Brian Boyle.
They don't look tall and lanky. They look normal until they just look like men standing next to kids. Like they've got all their functions and they're all very coordinated.
Instead of a face-off, they do a jump ball.
Yeah, yeah, a jump puck.
Yeah,
just flick
it in
the air.
Puck up in the
air.
Oh
my god!
No, but
they can smack people in their blues in the blue seats with their stick.
But you know what I mean? Though, like somebody has to get on these guys when they're not. You know, and I don't think Blausma has ever said. I think Blausma ever said anything to hey Sid. How about not 10 blind
passes?
You know
who would probably take that team and would be a really good coach for it is what's his face here? Which Sutter.
He
would take no shit from him.
No.
And I think he would change him.
But I don't even think that it's about him being a bad student or a bad apple.
Yeah, but
I just think it's someone having to tell him, hey, listen, no blind passes through the neutral zone.
But I'm saying there's trouble there. But also at the same time, if that's right, it's like when Kobe needed Phil Jackson to come in. Sometimes
superstars only listen to a few people.
Right. That's what. So it seems like that maybe I know more than you was going on in that dressing room.
But with Blausma, it's true.
Of course. Yeah. Well. With
all right then.
All right. Now, can we move on and check out the Colorado Minnesota series? That's been a pretty
good
series. Hate
both those teams. Patrick was a douche, and Minnesota sucks.
Frazier has been waiting to set me up like a bowling pin. Well,
come on, man. Those Minnesota fans are on you.
I know they are.
But
they
you know
are.
What? I was impressed with Zach Parise.
Wild. This is wild. No. Well, you know, you have to be. You know, that's why they got Parise.
The guy's pretty awesome.
That's why they went out and got Parise. He's a winner.
They paid for him.
You
he's
know?
Got a Stanley Cup ring already.
Well,
I like Parise.
I think he's
totally worth it.
He's one of those guys you were talking about who gets open in front and just stays in front of the net there.
But if you're a team that goes out and buys buys Cook afterwards, then you got to question what's going on in that organization. You're like, why you get so many great players and then you know you get a douche like that? And don't tell me it's the same as Torres. You're just waiting for it to happen.
No, well,
you're just waiting for it to happen.
No, you know what? I hate them both. Last week I said if San Jose won the cup, I'd saw Torres' hands up before he could touch it, dude. Torres is even worse than Cook, and I don't like Cook. They're both bad for the league. To me, when you go out and maim someone like he did, the first, I mean, Cook would have been gone 5 years ago. It's 20 games. The second time, it's 50 games.
Right.
And the third time, you're taking an airplane in Moscow.
You're going to play in the KHL.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. You got to, I mean, that, for, I mean, whatever you say about the Avalanche, or you want to say, like, oh, they're up and coming team, hurt their chances. This kid, Barry, is an offensive defenseman with a whole career ahead of him.
Right.
And Cook's a journeyman punk who ruins this kid's career. How can the NHL let that?
How bad is his knee? His knee's fine, though, right?
He's out for the year.
He's out for the year, but he's going to be fine.
I've had knee surgery.
Can they rebuild him?
I've never signed. My knee's never been the same. I mean, my knee's never been the same. I've had knee surgery.
I mean,
he's faster, bigger, stronger.
He's Joe Bartik.
I don't know. I don't want guys like – I don't want Cook running around. I don't want Ronaldo, Carcillo. There's about 10 of them. The league could do without.
Now, let's talk about this kid from Colorado, this McKinnon, this rookie.
Yeah, he is good.
He's great.
What's he like, 19?
Yeah,
he's really good.
He's an up and comer. You know what? Your rookie of the year guy, Hurdle's playing good too, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He looks good too. Unfortunately.
Yeah,
Hurdle.
Because I'm rooting for the Kings, but that guy is great.
No. But McKinnon, he was putting up Lemieux numbers.
Yeah.
And then they kind of slowed him down with the last change. Then he went back to Colorado and lit it up. And then he went to Minnesota for Game 6, and they harnessed him again. So now it's in Colorado again.
Who wins that series, guys?
I think Colorado's winning.
You think?
They got Duchesne back too. He didn't help him last night, but let him get his legs under him.
I don't know. I kind of want Minnesota to win this. I kind of do.
I'd like to see that too.
Well, I think they're both in the West, so they annoy me because my Canucks are going to suck for so many years, and I'm going to have to watch them beat my Canucks up. But they're both great teams, but I think I'd like to see Minnesota come out of it.
You know what the beauty of that series is, though, is we can still pick the next series even if we don't know, because I think both of those teams will get slaughtered by the Blackhawks.
Unbelievable. Well, the Blackhawks
I think we can just move right along.
That team is... From their coach to their general manager to their everything about that team is what you want to be.
Yeah, they're dialed in.
Yeah.
They've done it right.
And it took, and you know what's weird about it? It took a long time to get there because of the old owner. And I bet you the Clippers become just like the Blackhawks, because it took an owner to disappear before they really took, you know, and grabbed on to everything.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't even televise home playoff games. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't even televise home hockey games.
He didn't want anybody showing up. It seemed like he wanted to be the only one in the building just watching it.
The Edzo years.
Yeah.
Poor Edzo.
It's his son that took over, right, though, and changed it around.
It changed everything around.
Yeah, it's
And their GM is Bowman's kid, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's done a great job.
Scotty.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't wish them ill at all, because I love great hockey. But you know, they're going to have to pay those guys like the Pens had to pay Malkin and Crosby.
I think
Taves and Kane are still like on a little bit lower of a scale.
You're going to see Kane leave before Taves.
Oh yeah, Taves ain't leaving. Taves is their Sid, except he's won two cups.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. What about Vancouver?
What about Vancouver?
Anything?
Trevor Linden's in charge. We got nothing. We went to the cupboard, and the cupboard was bare.
We had this conversation last time, but they're going to keep this. The Sedins aren't moving anywhere.
You know what's? You know, if you go through their contracts, everybody's got a no trade clause.
Right.
They love staying out in that town, man.
I guess so.
But people are no trades, and then they can.
Yeah, but it makes it so much tougher to get rid of people. I really don't know. I need to see who comes in as a general manager. I think they're waiting for that guy that's the assistant general manager in Boston. I think that's who they want.
How about Washington? Breaking news, or not breaking, but they fired McPhee and Adam Oates.
I think McPhee's going to end up getting it. I like McPhee. I think he's a good general manager.
Mm-hmm. I thought
Adam Oates is a douche.
I thought McPhee put together a very shoddy. As many things you can criticize about Ovechkin, I thought he was never given that good of a team, to be honest with you.
I think they were able to keep that team better than what it should have been.
But that team had like six good forwards and like two good defensemen. And shoddy goaltending.
Yeah, but
I mean, with what, and he was there 16. I mean, it wasn't
with
like
what he
just
was given. I think George McPhee did a good job.
You mean from like what he was given like in the so like non-hockey market kind of idiot owner. He did pretty good.
Moving that team, from where they were playing to downtown in the Verizon Center, which is an amazing building, to getting people to actually want to go see a game.
But what would you? But what do you think about? Well, I mean, he won the Ovechkin lottery. But what do you think about? Let's say the last 5 years, when he's had Ovechkin and Backstrom, and you're looking like Mike Green,
right?
You know who I think is overrated. I think you're probably better than he is. But, you know,
bag is better.
Bag is better. But, you know what I mean? I mean, he hasn't, he's had a lot of good.
You know, I could be in the league right now.
He's had a lot of good chips, and he never really put them over the top after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but he's
I'm
also
not saying that I wouldn't let him, you know, run an expansion team or run the Florida Panthers. I wouldn't let him run my team.
Hey, the Panthers, didn't they fire their coach?
They fired their coach. Didn't, he was interim. They didn't re.
Oh, the interim coach, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of jobs out there. So you're going to see a whole new breed of something come in.
What do you think Ovechkin's staying, though? You think Ovechkin's
in? Oh, why would you get rid of him? Oh, because he wants to leave. That's what, is that what you're saying? Does he want to go home and play in the KHL?
Oh, I don't think he
would want to do that.
Somebody told me he wants to leave.
Oh, well, really? Where? Because they hate him in Russia now, too. where's he going to go? Go play in Sweden?
I have no idea. I read something that he was saying that he just wasn't fitting into the American way of life, and I thought he had. I thought he'd
yeah, he moved his mother over here. He got married here.
Which doesn't really say you're fitting in when you have to have your parents come live with you.
Gino's on his own.
About time. His dad still goes to all the games, though. I know. Yeah. I seen him out there waiting.
I know. Yeah, they love him, dude. He's like the biggest cult figure.
Where could Ovechkin do the most good? What team? Any team could use him, obviously.
You need to put him someplace with another Russian that he respects, that will tell him when to calm down. Because Ovechkin's biggest problem is when he gets loose and starts running into things.
Yeah, he just kind of
he needs a grade A center and a grade A coach,
But who does he get? Like you got to figure out. It's like I said,
Fedor Tootin. Maybe he'll go to Columbus and
maybe
play with Johansson.
But it's the same as I say about Sidney Crosby. Gotcha. He needs somebody that he listens to, like Phil Jackson.
But you know what? But I agree with you. I agree with you on that point. But I also think. You know, Lemieux is always there. If something needs to be said, he's going to listen to Lemieux.
I don't know if Lemieux does it. I don't know.
I think they sit around the breakfast nook, and I think they have conversations. I think the coach needs removed. No matter what happens, I think the coach needs a change.
I love that it always comes back.
It always comes back to that. You notice it.
Back to this. It needs some discipline.
Lemieux. I can't understand you, Joe. There's a goddamn penguin cock in your mouth.
All right, let's go on with the West here. Ducks and we already talked about Ducks in Dallas. All right, how about San Jose Kings?
I honestly thought that was a really trash goal.
Oh, you mean the one that the whistle should have been blown?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
He couldn't see that puck, and you're supposed to blow the whistle when you lose track of the puck. There's no way he was lined up looking down.
You are right. But they still lost by three
goals. Because they folded in. But that the way they were playing up until that point.
He got turned the tide?
But turned the tide. And that I don't know. I like what's-his-face as a coach, but I don't know what they need that puts them over the edge. Because San Jose is a great team that just isn't able to finish in the playoffs.
Let's say they don't.
Oh, my God.
Let's say they don't. You know, he kind of messed up. You know, he put in Stalock for two games. I mean, Niemi obviously didn't do that great.
Let me ask you guys about
the coach survive? Does McClellan survive?
Who's the general manager there?
That I do not know.
Let me ask you about that, because it was a similar thing kind of with the Ducks, wasn't it? With when Hiller started, you know. Getting the yips there, they start shifting their goalies late in the year. What does that tell your front line goalie?
It shouldn't do anything, because you should be able to put either one in and have your goalies, your guys in front of you, want to play the same way. If they figure they have to put a second tier goalie in because the team will play harder in front of them, that means your first goalie needs to get lost.
Well, what is San Jose going to do now in this final game?
Yeah, I think they got to go back to Niemi. I think they have to go
I
back.
I thought
to
he played good. I don't know. I didn't really.
Yeah, I didn't think Niemi was the problem.
So, but does that look weird? You got to go back to him now. You've already pulled him.
No, I think he should be able. There's a reason.
They're big boys. They should
big
be
big boys.
Able,
yeah,
yeah. All right. Yeah. And
does he want to win or does he not want to win? That should be in his mind. Like a lot of these, when they put too much thought into these some of these goalies' heads, I'm like, hey, does he want to win or does he not want to win? Not does he? Oh, does he hear the post talking to him? You know, does he want a ring on his finger? Does he want to carry that cup around? Does he want to drink from it? Does he want to take it to his hometown? Does he want to win? And if he doesn't want that, you don't want him.
You don't want him in there.
Yeah, you don't want him in there. That's all there is to it. And what guy doesn't want to win? You're confused by that guy. Some people play for money. That's all. That you know. Well, it's the same as comedy. We know people that just do it for money. You know. So
that apparently is not me. When it comes to
bang, boom, what are you liking this? Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac.
The top comic right there. The number one comic.
He set you up real nice there.
Nobody's a better comic.
Tap in right there.
Nobody's a better comic.
Nobody's a better.
Now, in this final game, what do you see happening, guys? It's in San Jose.
I see San Jose choking. I literally see Quick has gotten stronger.
Looks like the Kings have gotten stronger. Does it seem like the Kings have picked up?
The Kings looked really old for the first three games.
Yeah, they did.
Wow, that happened quick.
I like the line changes too. He put Dusty up with Kopitar, and that's the old magic. And then they got Gaberick scoring a little bit.
Gaberick's
and you know they got
he's
the line
to look like himself.
They got the lines going a little bit going. And
but
Quick,
is that also feeling okay? You're down. You've won no games. You're 0-3. What is the pressure then off so you start playing better?
Maybe. Or it's just if you're looking too far in advance, if you're only playing one game at a time, they're probably got to that point and that helps them out. I also think that team from before, their core is still there and they're a team that's able to lose games and not let it affect them.
Because when they won
the cup, they lost games. And that, to be honest with you, didn't they just do this to Vancouver? Wasn't Vancouver beating them, and then they came back and beat Vancouver?
Yeah.
Well, so. I mean, they just rose up when their backs were completely against the wall. And it's like there's something in it where they knew, you know, in the back of their minds, they lose. Then when they realized, hey, this is it. We got to play this game.
Right.
You know, and it's like when they all play as hard, the Kings are – a smidge better, and Quick. That's why
their goaltending's.
And that's why I picked
goaltending is better.
The Kings to win the series because Quick looked. But
I like the way he went after Thornton.
And the beginning of the series, I'm like, right? It wasn't Quick.
There's only one goalie that should be fighting in the NHL, and that's what's his face,
Ray Emery.
Yeah,
but he should be in prison.
Somebody should shit kick him like you would.
Oh God, I would love to see Lucic
just run.
I think that says everything about Ryan Miller. Getting back to him though, like. We know when Lucic went after him, he could have done anything. What did he do? He yipped at his players, and then he went into the press room and he cried. Not physically cried, but he whined and and you know what? How's that help anybody?
You've never liked Ryan Miller.
I just think he doesn't. He never stops a puck that matters.
I also think
he never stops a puck that matters.
It's also a really different thing to be a great player, on a shit team.
Yeah, that can be tough.
It is. Yeah. No, it's easier.
Oh, you think it is easier?
Yeah, and then you go to a great team, and you have to finish it off.
You got
to
step up?
Yeah. It's easy to say, oh, Ryan Miller took 60 shots, and he stopped 58 of them, but they lost 2-1.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't lose anymore.
Yeah, that's so, right. You don't have that. Yeah.
You got that. No,
it's easy in the shallow end of the pool.
Right.
He got to the deep end of the pool.
Yeah, and nobody knew that he couldn't swim.
Our esteemed producer loves that because he's a Buffalo guy.
Is he a Buffalo guy? Yeah.
That's the story of the Sabres, like, ever since I've known.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Sean, step up to the mic as our Buffalo correspondent.
No, just because I remember when Joe Junot came over from the Caps to the Sabres, and I remember it was, like... The radio guys were making fun of him where it's like, you know, basically, you know, they score one goal and it's like, all right, we just let Hasek take the rest of it because, you know, you got a good player on a shit team. You know, that's, you know.
Yeah, but those teams, when Hasek was there, were good teams.
Well, they were good. Yeah, they were like good.
They went
coached by the great Lindy Ruff.
Lindy.
There we go again.
You always
bring him in.
I thought you said the late Lindy Ruff. Hey. I'm like, don't kill him.
That's the thing with Lindy Ruff. He takes decent teams and they play above their heads.
Right.
No one. I mean, who you think Dan Bob? Look. As soon as he left, the team is like John Scott's out there like a circus, and they win 5 games a year.
Right.
I mean, Lindy Ruff.
It's a man crush.
I love Lindy Ruff.
Lindy Ruff is great, but
please come coach.
But Buffalo.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
If I was a hockey player, I'd want to play in Buffalo because you are so close to everything, and they really love that team there.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're in a small market, so you are the king.
You're the king, yeah.
And you're close to New York. You're close to Toronto. You're close to Montreal. And if you're a hockey player, those are places you want to be. Like, it's always interesting when guys play hockey here, nobody recognizes them. Like, they can walk everywhere. They kind of like that. But when you're in those markets,
you're a star.
Yeah. Sure, you don't want to be in Vancouver because they'll talk your ear off and tell you how to play.
All right. Who do you think wins between the Ducks and whoever wins San Jose Kings?
Kings. I think it's Kings, Blackhawks.
Yeah, Kings, Blackhawks. Blackhawks win. Blackhawks, Boston. Boston, Blackhawks.
Who do you think?
I think Chicago is just a really good team, but Boston is amazing, and I can't tell you, and I hope it goes to 7.
So that's what we're looking at then.
I'm still saying Boston, and still saying Boston and Chicago. Chicago wins.
That's what I would go with. I'd go with Chicago.
And thanks for sparing me the pick of the
you know what? The
Ranger
the difference from last year is Aginla, and Aginla's playing like Aginla. So Boston.
Seidenberg is hurt, though.
Boston may take it.
Seidenberg is hurt.
I don't care about Seidenberg. I don't care about it.
You will when that. You will when Tori Krug is out there trying to clear
Krug.
The puck.
Such a horrible name.
You will when Dougie Hamilton.
Krug. Can't tell if they're booing or
Dougie
Krug.
Hamilton's Krug. Penned Krug. In his own end.
Krug it.
Rask is getting shish kebabbed.
Mm. Well. Guys, it's been exciting so far.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bag.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You wanted the best. We got the best.
The best. We got
it. Thanks, Sean, for stepping in.
Put that on the fan page.
Yeah, we will.
We now have.
We will. We now have a fan page, everybody. Facebook. Yeah. We're known as the Puck Off Podcast. Like us. And thank you so much. And, you know, I like to screw around with Twitter with you guys. I'm at Joe Bartnick. We always do hashtag Puck Off.
I'm at
Lindy Stuhrles. We love you, Dallas.
I like that cameo appearance. By Sean.
Absolutely. Yeah, Captain, way to step up. Playoff time.
Thank you, homie. That was
He's the best.
Mr. Bag, you're the best.
You guys are the fantastic guys for having
Number
me.
Number one.
You guys
Number
are the one. Best. I'm going to get new teeth.
Go see his comedy. All right. Thanks for joining us. Fuck off.